Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATACP Live.
Live? Yeah, that's what they tell me. They tell me it's real live.
Feel me? Today's guest, we got Urban Blue, jazz musician, who I've known through this media of internet for like the last 3 years. As a matter of fact, we got him on the line. Welcome to ATAZP Live, the talk, baby.
Hey, what's up, TAZ? What's happening, baby?
What's up, Urban Blue? Right on time, baby. You called like 2 seconds before the intro.
Yo, man, I got a couple of friends trying to get it on the internet. They want to know how to do that.
Well, the way you got to do it, you got to go on www.blogtalkradio.com/ATAZP, and you're on my site. Then you click the listen, and you're there. Or they can call the number, which is 646-595-4579, and get with you and ask you some questions and talk to you live on web radio, baby.
Yeah. What's
so, Urban Blue, just describe yourself to the fans and let them know who you are and what you do.
Well, I'm a jazz musician. Urban Blue started up back in 99. And since then, I've been on the stage with a few people, like Najee, Sandra Wilson, Eric Benet. Most recently, about a couple months ago, we cruised down to Florida and did a gig with the Rest Development Band. Other than that, I've just been hanging out in the studio, putting on the hits, trying to create some music, some real music for these folks out here.
So when did you first start? I mean, you know, it ain't every day that kids just grow up saying, I want to be a jazz musician. I mean, how did you first start, man?
Oh, man. I don't know, man. I guess the music bug bit me way back when I was a kid, man. According to my mother, I'm a drummer by trade, but I play a number of instruments.
Right.
So I started out with the saxophone, probably around the third or fourth grade, way back in elementary school, man, and progressed from the saxophone to the flute, and now moved on to drums and finally settled with the drums and became a drummer. So I'm to basically do most of the drums with my group. Now, and And that's about it, man. You know, I mean, I've been at this music thing for years. I was formerly the original drummer for the group called The Reddings back in the day.
I remember. Matter of fact, I got a cassette tape of them. I'm going to have to look on that. I got a cassette tape of them, matter of fact.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was back doing, I was in my R&B days, but I finally found my niche with the jazz funk thing.
Right. Speaking of which, we're going to listen to some, man. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm a big fan because when I met you on Music Places and I heard the stuff then, I was like, I got to talk to this cat. This dude is bad. And we're getting ready to listen to Twilight by Urban Blue on ATAZP Live. Urban Blue on Twilight. Man, you put that down for real, dog.
Hey, man, I do my best, man. I do my best.
We got a caller on the line. Welcome to ATAZP Live Z Talk. Caller, you there? 404-790, are you there? Hello? We can't hear him. Anyway, Blue. You still there, Blue?
I'm still here, my friend.
Okay. The caller, I guess, had a bad sale or something. It didn't come through. But anyway, when you do your music, how do you actually put it together? I mean, you know, everybody got a different way to do their music. I do music. I got a different way to do it. I know a couple of cats that say they eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and come out with a hit. So what do you do to put your music down? I mean, is there a ritual or just something that you feel?
Well, most of the time it's more inspirational type stuff that I do. It comes at different times, you know, being an artist. It's like you get an inspiration or something inspires you.
Right.
And I get up and I just go and try to lay it down. That's basically how I do it. You know what I'm saying? It's not like I sit there and say, oh, I'm going to write a song right now. No, it's
right.
It hit me and inspire me. Sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night with an idea and try to capture that idea, and then eventually it turns into one of my tunes.
So how many instruments do you play, man? You like Prince? I mean, you play every instrument. I mean, how many do you play?
Well, I play several instruments. I play drums, my main instrument, play alto, tenor sax, flute, and bass. And most recently, over the past few years, I've been working out on the keys. So I mainly lay most of my material down.
Right, right.
Normally, when I come up with the idea, have most of the material laid down, and occasionally I bring in members of my group or someone special that I'm looking for to play a certain instrument. I'll bring those guys in to recreate what I've already done.
That's cool. That's cool. Well, I'm gonna try to hit this caller up again.
Okay.
Welcome to ATAZP Live Z Talk. Caller, are you there? And we ain't hearing nothing. Caller, are you there? Hello? I hear some noise, but we don't hear nobody talking. Man, I done tried it two times. All right.
Tell them don't be scared.
They might be. Well, that's the way that ball bounces. How did you come up with the words? Because this next piece I'm going to play is called Cassie's Crystal Ball. How did you come up with the words on that? You said you wrote the words, right?
Yeah, I mean, the words usually comes like the music. You know, you're sitting there, and what I try to do is create a story that fits with the music. Sometimes I might reach back and look at some past life experiences that I've had. I normally write on stuff like that, except for the funk stuff that I do that sometimes is just something that's in me. You know, being from Georgia, you know, I was originally from a little small town south of Atlanta here called Macon, Georgia, which is
right.
Full of people like James Brown, you know, Otis Redding. I also have some rock background. I used to hang out with the Allman Brothers Band and those kind of guys. So I have
right.
A rich history of different types of music. So I usually try to pull music and lyrics sometimes from experiences I had with those guys as well as my personal life experiences.
Well, when I heard the track, I was loving it, and then the title even more. So I was like, man, how you come up with a title like that? That's cool right there. Did he date some girl named Cassie? You know, I'm trying to figure it out.
I appreciate it. I liked it.
But what we're going to do, we're going to play Cassie's Crystal Ball here on ATAZP Live. Such a like hip hop. I love jazz.
Crystal ball.
Crystal Ball, Cassie's Crystal Ball by Urban Blue. Hey man, that's a bad cut too.
I'm glad you like it.
Hey man, who's all in your band also? Name the people in your band as well. I know that wasn't you singing, so I can figure that one out. That's about the only thing I can figure out, but I know that wasn't you, definitely.
Yeah, the young lady singing on that tune, her name is Viva Snowden.
Okay.
Yeah, Viva Snowden, she started with me way back back in 99 when I first kicked off the band. And
cool.
I was a background. She's a very seasoned female vocalist from Savannah, Georgia.
All right.
And she was the lady that did such a fantastic job on Crystal Ball. She's a very talented vocalist as well as lyricist as well.
Okay, that's
and,
cool.
And a young lady that was singing background with her on that song, Miss Brittany Matthews. Singing background on that as well. I also brought in a couple other artists. You may have heard the name Mr. Reggie Hines.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Arthur Turner. Reggie Hines is a well known saxophone around the Atlanta area. He's one of the local jazz musicians that he's also doing his own project as well.
Right.
Arthur Turner was another keyboardist I used on the tune. Another very known local artist here in Atlanta. He's from Pittsburgh.
From Pittsburgh?
From Pittsburgh, PA.
Man, that's my home area.
Yeah.
And I grew up around that area, so yeah.
Well,
homeboy.
He went to Juilliard.
Oh, okay. Most prestigious school. What CDs do you have out, and where can people go and get them?
Okay, well, the first album I released was in 2003, entitled Out of the Blue.
Mm-hmm.
You can get Out of the Blue pretty much from anywhere, Borders Books, iTunes, CD Baby. Just pretty much anywhere on the internet, anywhere. They have internet sales. Also, you can go to any like CompUSA or Best Buy. They carry it as well.
Right.
The second album I'm about to release is entitled Groovetism. Will be probably the first part of the spring. That album's gonna have about 16 cuts on it.
That's cool right there. One more. I have to get both of those.
Yeah, Cassius Crystal Ball and Twilight will be on that album. And just basically just working on the music and pumping out the tunes in the studio as the ideas come. I've been really busy in the studio, so what we're trying to do is get this totally released and get ready to go out and promote and tour for the album.
So you'll be touring around the United States?
Oh, most definitely. I've got a good relationship now with the group Arrested Development, so we have some things on the table that we've been looking at and discussing, so we're going to see how that goes.
Well, that's cool, man, and I wish you much success. Like I said, I've been digging your sound for like the last 3 years since I met you, and you're a very talented brother, and, you know, hopefully next week we will meet face to face. Y'all, we've been knowing each other for 3 years and still been talking like this and on the emails for three whole years. I wouldn't know what this cat looked like if I passed him in the mall unless he had on all blue.
Hey, it's all good. We're connected through the music.
I'm gonna play this last tune by you. It's What You Want to Do, and I was jamming the heck out of this. He just sent it as, just to send it to me, just to listen. And I played this on the show. This thing is rocking. So this is What You Want to Do by Urban Blue. And again, thank you, Mr. Urban Blue, for coming on the show and promoting your music. It's all good anytime you welcome, man. You got something new you want to put out, you just hit me up and come on back. This is Urban Blue, What You Want to Do. On ATAZP Live. Wanna Do by Urban Blue. Also, we got in the house Rhapsody, producer, rapper, singer, Rhapsody. You're on ATAZP Live. Trying to click on. Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
What's up, Rhapsody? Meet Urban Blue. Urban Blue, this is Rhapsody.
How you doing?
I don't know if this Blue is on the line. I know his line is open. Blue, are you there?
I'm here, baby.
Meet Rhapsody. She on the other line.
Hey, Rhapsody, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Well, nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you.
Very talented young lady out of Florida. What part of Florida again?
Fort Pierce, St. Lucie County.
There she go. So, my first question for you, Rhapsody. The name. How did you get the name? Why did you choose the name Rhapsody?
Well, a friend of mine gave it to me, and he said it meant, like, calm. He said I'm always quiet and laid back, so I kind of like it, so it stuck with me.
And what made you want to do music? I mean, obviously you love music first, but, I mean, when was your first encounter about, I should just go and, you know, make some music because I'm feeling music. So what happened?
Ever since I can remember, about 6 years old, I've always loved to sing. Back in the day when they had the little Casio keyboards.
Right.
Beat. Ever since then, I've just been at it.
So. And what kind of programs or what kind of programs do you use to make your music? Because when I was listening, I was like, man, this girl is bad. I'm sitting up here listening to this song, that joint, I Got Skills, which another one of the radio personalities on Blog Talk, she liked the song as well because I played it on my No Spins show a couple weeks back, and she was loving the song as well as everybody else that heard it. What kind of music programs do you use, or what instruments do you play, if you play any of them?
I use Fruity Loops and Pro Tools. That's basically
okay.
That makes driving it.
Oh, okay, cool. Because you know your boy, what was his name? He got the Superman song. Soulja Boy used Fruity Loops on that song. And
a lot of people use Fruity Loops.
Everybody
I
like
it. What'd
you say?
I said everybody's using the
Fruity Loops. Yeah, man, I'm about ready to go get the program now, too. No, I had the program, and I gave it to one of my artists, and she uses it. And she comes up with some bad beats, too. Matter of fact, she'll be on next week in this joint. But she uses Fruity Loops, too, and comes out with some bad beats, so it's all what you use and how you use it. Matter of fact, I'm going to get into this first song that Rhapsody sent me called Little Mama. You doing all the vocals on this, too?
Yeah, that's all me. I record myself and everything.
Here we go. Rhapsody on ATAZP Live, along with Urban Blue on the other line. We're going to listen to this song called Little Mama.
Little mama, I just gotta
Little Mama by Rhapsody. Girl, you held on to a note for about an hour, didn't you? Hey, Blue.
Yeah, I like that, Tess.
Yeah, she held on to that one note at the end. See, I didn't listen to it all the way through. I heard it in the middle. I said, okay, I want to hear it on the show. That last hole, she held that note pretty long. I looked at my phone like, wait a minute. She's still holding it. I'll try to catch my breath. So you did all the arrangements on the vocals as well, too?
Yeah, actually, I just did the vocals on that. And a dude named Jay Vaughn, he made the beat. So
okay, cool. Okay, that's cool. Because I like that. And you wrote the words? Did you write the lyrics?
Yeah, I wrote the lyrics.
Well, what was you going through now? To be singing out like, I mean, go on, tell me what was on your mind. I'm sitting down now.
Well, you just can't always write about getting money and,
right,
you know,
go preach to them.
You gotta, you know, talk about some real stuff. You know, I think people can relate to that song.
Right. And that's something different as opposed to what we hear nowadays. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's a serious song. I like that. So, as far as CDs, albums, do you have one that you're selling or you're into making one?
Yeah, I'm working on it. Right now I want to get, you know, a better professional sound, you know.
Right, right.
You know, I'm still learning. I don't know how to mix and master yet. I'm still learning the program. So, but I'm working on,
You put that together, right?
Yeah, I put that together.
It sounds good. I mean, with better equipment and a little bit more knowledge as far as mixing and mastering, I mean, you only got like, you only a few steps away anyway. Right, Blue?
Most definitely. But I mean, she's looking for a good producer. Tell her, give me a holler.
Yeah, for real. Because she was blowing that song, man. She was blowing that one. As far as you making a song, this is the same question I asked Blue a minute ago. What goes through your mind as far as making a song? I mean, do you have any ritual? You just get up, you know, with a bowl of cereal and sit in the room and make a beat, you know? How do you do it? I mean, does it come to you at night or you just get inspired by something?
Yeah, I just get in one of my moods and I sit in the front of the computer and, you know, it just comes to me. I'll start something, you know, it's not really easy for me to sit down and make a whole beat in one session. You know, I'll put something down, then go back to it later and just add different things as I hear it.
Right.
And, you know, eventually it'll come together. But then there's some beats that come to me easy. You know, I can sit down and probably do it in a day.
Mm-hmm.
But I like
you right
to take my time.
So you write the lyrics in the same day, or you just think about it later, or do you have lyrics already set? And
no, I really don't like doing it that way because it makes it harder to arrange the beat. You know, I kind of like making the beat first and then putting lyrics with it.
Okay, I mean, you know, for me, when I wasn't making beats and kid didn't have nothing to listen to on no beats back a long time, this is before you was born, okay? Long time ago, back when TV was black and white. When I was writing lyrics, I wrote lyrics without no music. Had a little music in my head, but once I taught myself on how to make beats later on in life, well, you know, I still got these lyrics sitting around, so I piece them together. Sometimes I put them together that way, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of people do it different ways. And a lot of people, it works for them that way. What do you like to write about when you do write? You just got through saying can't be writing about bling and money and, you know, killing people all the time. So what do you write about? I mean, what kind of subjects do you like to write about?
I think I got a variety of different things. I write about love. I write about money. I write about sex and weed and, you know, just a different variety of different things. I got a couple of nice love songs that I'm anxious to work on. But,
okay.
I think
I got
quite a few raps, but I think singing is what's going to kind of put me in to where I want to be. So I'm focusing more on R&B than I am hip-hop.
Oh, okay. Because I heard a couple of the hip-hop tracks on your MySpace page, and I was also feeling them as well. And the way you put it together. So, you know, just reading when I read your bio that you actually, you know, was a producer, a rapper, and singer, I was like very impressed, because that's rare that you find all those in, you know, just one person doing it. You know what I'm saying? Especially younger people, they're only on one side of the fence. Either they rapping or they doing R&B, you know. And then of course they're not even thinking about making no beats if they do that too, you know. So I was very impressed as well. The next song by Rhapsody is Sexy, and I'm feeling this song for real as well. And we're going to play it on ATAZP Live. I was feeling that song as well when I heard it. I was jamming it. I'm jamming it now still. So that's a good song, Rhapsody. I love that song. Hello?
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
That's one of my favorites, too.
Blue, you still on the line?
Oh, yeah, man. I'm still here. I was digging that tune, man. It's right in the mainstream of the R&B hip-hop thing.
Yeah, and I'm about to send Rhapsody a beat and see if she can work it out too, you know. Just work it out do me a favor. I'm gonna send you a slow beat so you can hold on to a note or two. Okay, Ella, Ella Fitzgerald, you hear me? I want you to hold on to a note like you on that last limb off the cliff. You holding on to help her ride. So we gonna talk, but I'm gonna send you a couple of beats MP3. I want you guys to give your information on the net where you both can be reached, where people can hit you up at. Rhapsody, you go first.
You can hit me up on MySpace, Rhapsody772. You can check out my music on there. Email me, hit me up, let me know what you think. That's Rhapsody772.
Urban Blue?
Yeah, you can hit me up on MySpace as well. It's myspace.com/UrbanBlue. That's URBANBLU and the number 2. Also, you can go out and hit my website, www.urbanblue.com. And I'd like everybody to keep their ears and eyes open for the Groove Tilson album coming out in the spring.
Well, I want to thank both of y'all for hitting me up, for making the show go, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I ran across y'all music online, and I was definitely feeling it. And if I'm feeling it, there's a lot of folks feeling it for real, because I know a lot of friends that I introduce different music to. They all the time saying, man, where do you find this at, man? You just be finding cats that be banging. So, I mean, thank you both for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
That's cool. And take care, Rhapsody, and I will be MP3 in your beat.
Okay, that's what's up. I'll be looking forward.
All right, then. Thank y'all.
All right, be good.
I will. This is ATAZP recorded live. What I'm going to do is get y'all into Rolanda 700. She'll be on next week. We're going to do 90 minutes with Rolanda and just put it down. Rolanda, I've been doing music with her for the last, seems like, decade. we've been doing music for a good long time. We've done a whole lot of things as far as the another stories on atazp.com. So Rolanda will be in next week. We will be talking to her grandma. I'm told there's going to be a fight going on during the show. So we'll have a, is that right? Yes, we'll have a fight going on during the show. So we'll have a 6-round fight between two men's, I'm going to say it ebonically, two men's that like Granny, and they're going to fight for her love during the duration of the show. So we'll go through blow by blows of the actual fight with Sensei, one of the people for ATAZP.com, doing the play-by-play, blow-by-blow telecast during the show. So what I'm going to do right now, without further ado, I'm going to play this cut that me and Rolanda did. I'm searching for it. This cut me and Rolanda did when she cuts in and talks to the President of the United States, which is me. I got 4 CDs that I'm President of the United States, the first black President of the United States, not Bill Clinton, but T-A-Z. And here goes one of the little interludes during the last CD. I'm going to play it right now.
These mugs don't want to consider all this drug trafficking and all these folks coming in the country. I got to stop some of this stuff. Miss 700 is you again. If you come into here and talk to the president, close the door. Because we got to go off record a whole lot in here. Close the door, please.
I just wanted to come in to say, hey, Tess, and I'll close the door. Hey, Tess.
Hey, Miss 700. Hey. That's a H-A-Y. Hey.
Guess who I saw on the streets of Bogota?
Who did you see?
Tupac. He's alive. No, but for real, I had somebody take your girl
this
to the airport.
This nut said Tupac. In my office.
I had somebody take your girl to the airport. I thought they could handle it. But really, I'm walking down the street and I saw her.
I told you. I thought you sent her home, Speaker of the House, so adamant about getting the same hoe everywhere we go out of my life.
I thought that, you know, I could handle this kind of discreetly and let somebody else take care of it and get her out. But
so I guess I got to break it down in layman's terms.
She's like a bad penny. She keeps coming back.
Well, I told you it wasn't me. I can't help it if the D is good. I said before. Anyway, this problem's got to be taken care of. And
look, I might have to go back to the States for a few days. I might have to actually get on the plane.
Well, I mean, you can. I mean, I'm getting ready to wrap this up. The president here is being stubborn about what he can oversee coming into the United States, and he needs to be more stiffer on his policy about transportation of goods and illegal goods that happen to stow away on these ships and these planes that come into our country. And I told him we're going to do tighter security measures to take inventory on things that are coming in and out. Of course, you being in customs, you should know.
Was that your practice speech?
No, I'm just telling you what's going on
and
the headache that I'm going through. And then you keep coming in about the same old hole everywhere we go. Every add on to.
Everywhere we go. Oh, you were in the military. Sing with me.
No.
People want to know. No.
Every time you come in here, you added on to me. More troublesome, if that's a word.
You know what
more
can stop the trouble? You know what can stop
What I'm going to do is I'm going to lay the final speech.
Quit laying.
That might be my problem.
Yeah. Quit laying. Just we don't need to hear this sound. No, just quit. Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay.
But look, like I said, I'm going to like take her back because we don't need this right now. Okay.
We'll get the many Secret Service you need and take her ass back. I am tired, too. And make sure that she stays back. Is that all, Miss Speaker of the House? 700, is that all?
You want her to disappear?
No, I don't want her to disappear. I just want her to be out.
Just checking. Because I met a few people down in South America. No, I'm just joking with you. I know we, yes. Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to take her back, and I'll see you Tuesday.
I'm worried about you, 700. I'm worried about you.
You should be worried about me. You should be worried
about
me.
You having problems. Real life problems. I recommend you go on 2 weeks vacation once you get to the States. Good day.
Consider it done.
That was an interlude for the fourth CD. Of the presidency that I'm doing. Matter of fact, it's done. I'm just waiting on G. Wright of the Heart of Love show to come in and lay some tracks on one of the songs, and also waiting for a little TAZ to act like the announcer on the news on a couple of songs too. And it will be finished. I got 4 more minutes left, and what I'm going to do, I'm going to play one of the songs off the second Out the Crate CD, which is Pump Up the Beep by TAZ and Rolanda 700. See you next week. We're going to do a 90-minute thing with Roro as she comes in, and we're going to put it down on ATAZP Live, baby.
Tip. Let me sport some gear. We can kick the shit. Flick was a
sound of the phone. And I prep the gear that no one owns. Cause when we walk on through the doors, the classic two, the entrepreneurs, we are the BPF crew. Blood pumping force, no one can do. We're not conceited or nowhere it. But when we jam, we pump up the shit. Pump up the shit. Everybody say
pump up the shit.
I heard a nigga say
pump up the shit.
Motherfucker say
pump up the shit.
Pump up the shit. Everybody say
pump up the shit.
I heard a nigga say
pump up the shit.
Motherfucker say
pump up the shit.
The club was packed, people all around. The DJ spinning that funky sound. We saw eyes from everywhere clocking off frames and dairy ends. I said, Ron L, we can make this live, cause we're the shit in these people's eyes. So we got up on the stage and sent the party people into rage. We yelled out things like pump up the show, and it was a hit.
Yeah, it was.
But now when we yell, we say pump up the pump up the shit. Everybody say
pump up the shit.
Heard a nigga say
pump up the shit.
Motherfucker say
pump up the shit.
Pump up the shit. Everybody say
pump up the shit.
I heard a nigga say
pump up the shit.
Motherfucker say
pump up the shit.
Ron L and me met some cuties. They had a pair of awesome booties. The one I saw I knew from work. She had a body I wanted to hurt. The other was only just a friend. Ron L said he wanted in, so I hooked him up, a BPF brother. If he can't work it, then there's no other. A few weeks passed, we had a place. We invite the girls up to taste the love. Only we can do the blood pumping force, go picking through, busting up the average panty. We need to lick, cause they are candy, making them scream till they get hoarse. Just giving them blood pumping force. They make it tired and want to quit, cause all the while we will pump up the shit. Heard a nigga say
pump up the shit.
Everybody say
pump up the shit.
Motherfucker say
pump up the shit.
Pump up the shit. Everybody say
pump up the shit.
Heard a nigga say
pump up the shit.
Motherfucker say
pump up the shit.
Pump up the shit. The blood of trumpet folks will always be around. We are number one, so let us sing your town. Oh yeah, yeah. Here we go. Pump up the shit. Everybody say
pump up the shit.
Everybody that has something to do with this,
say pump.
That's James Love of the BPF crew.
Everybody
Tony B. Lover of the BPF crew. Now, newly elected Jer Bear of the BPF crew. The Stupid Crew Star Association. Head Secretary, President, Vice President, Board of Directors. The Sunburst and
Blog Talk Radio.